בוקר טוב, חודש טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת תולדות, תראה איזו חודש כסלב, א' בכסלב, the month of light, חודש האורה והברכה. So, you know, we see, yeah, it's big stuff.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, השתבח שמו. We see, in this week's parasha, we find, there's a very interesting essay that I saw from Magen Rav Dessler in Mechtav Meliyahu, something beautiful. And he writes, this is, if you want to see it, it's in Mechtav Meliyahu Chelek Aleph, page 94. So he says that in general, if you ask a person, what's the truth and what's a lie? What is it? So in general, people will tell you truth is when you tell something accurate, when you say something that's accurate that actually happened, and a lie is the opposite of that. A lie is something inaccurate, something that never happened, fake news. But in this week's parasha, we encounter for the first time that according to the Torah's definition, truth and lie are not necessarily the same definition as the world thinks. How do we know that? Because according to the Torah, there can be things you can tell an accurate occurrence, but that will still be a lie, it will still be forbidden, and it will still be evil. Yeah, a lie is evil. Lashon hara. One of the easiest examples, one of the best examples is Lashon Hara. The number one foundation for the halachot of Lashon Hara, Mikey, is what?
The truth.
That Lashon Hara is afilu ala emet, because if it's not true, we no longer call it Lashon Hara, we call it Motzi Shemra. So what are you saying? Hey, wait a second. If I say something negative about my friend, but it's absolutely true, right? In American culture, it's perfectly mutar. If it's not true, then that's libel. But if it's true, you can say it, you can print it, you can report it. But according to halacha, according to the Torah, it's shekir, even though it's 100% true. And then you can have things, we see from this week's parasha, that seem to be a little bit untrue, a little bit inaccurate, but the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers them true and the right thing to do. How do we find that? We find that when Esav entered Yitzchak's room to get his bracha, and Yitzchak had a very short conversation with Esav, and he realized that something was awfully wrong here, and he realized that he was duped by Yaakov Avinu. The Torah says, "Vayichirad Yitzchak charada gedula ad me'od." Yitzchak Avinu became terrified. So there's different pirushim what happened. Rashi HaKadosh says, why did Yitzchak Avinu get so terrified? When Yaakov Avinu came in, what came in with him? The scent of Gan Eden, he smelled him. Re'eh reach b'ni kireach sadeh asher b'recho Hashem. He smelled the smell of Gan Eden. He said, maybe Esav was chozer b'tshuva. But then when Esav actually came in, what happened? Ra'ah gehinam petucha lefanav. Even though Yitzchak at that point was blind, he saw that gehinam was open under his feet. And he realized at that moment that something here was wrong. Says the Midrash, what happened then? What? And what does it say? Mi efo hu atzadzayid. What does mi efo mean? It says, mi ne'efa po. The Midrash says that Yitzchak meant to ask, who's going to be baked here? Which means, somebody's liable, somebody's a liar here. Is it me? Is it Yaakov who lied to me? Or is it me because I kind of allowed myself to be duped? Yitzchak says, who's going to be punished? Who's going to bear the burden of this lie? Yaakov or me? To which the Shekhinah answered him, Hu hatzadzayid. You know who the liar is? Neither one of you. Yaakov's not the liar, and Yitzchak is not the liar. Esav is the liar. Now, what's going on here? What do you mean? Esav told the truth. Anochi Esav bechorecha. He says, I am Esav, your firstborn. The Torah means to say that when Yaakov said that he's Esav, that was the truth. And when Esav said that he's Esav, that's a lie. Why? Because we're not necessarily the Torah. Now, obviously, you have to know there are rules for this. You have to know it's got to conform to halacha. But inaccuracies aren't necessarily lies. And accuracies aren't necessarily the truth. Yaakov Avinu's inaccuracies, he was getting something that he deserved. He did it l'shem shamayim. And look at how Yaakov Avinu came to Yitzchak. Look how much he had to fight with his mother. I don't. my father's going to feel me and I'm going to be perceived to be a liar. And she had to push him. Don't worry, alayki ilat chabini. And then Esav, even when he was saying, yeah, I'm Esav, what did he say is Esav for? What did he want? He wanted the brachot for some sort of spiritual purpose. He wanted the brachot for hedonistic purposes, to make it, to aggrandize himself, to make him, for him to get all the ta'avot and the money and the wealth and the properties and whatever. That's a lie. Even Esav's accuracies was a lie. You see? And there's actually very interesting, famous Gemara in Masechet Ketubot, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, "Ketzad mirakedim nifnei kala." Right? There's a lot of songs about this. Gemara. How do you, right? Which means, what do you say when dancing in front of the chatan v'kala? Which means, when coming to praise a kala before the chatan, what do you say? It's a famous machloket Bet Shammai u'Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai says, "Kala kimot shehi." You call it like it is. Yeah, many people mistakenly think, right, that if she's, if she's ugly or overweight or whatever, Bet Shammai says, "Kimot shehi." What? Straight shooter. Yeah, if the chatan asks his friend or his fam, "Nu, what do you think about my kala?" Yeah, then. Aval, the Tosfot on the spot say that chas v'shalom. Lo nachon. Even according to Bet Shammai, he says, Tosfot say, yishabbechinam bidvarim acherim sheyesh ba. Yeah, which means when you praise her with virtues that she actually has. Which means she's so intelligent. She's so,
strong. Just avoid saying.
Yeah, just, stick to the script, But Bet Hillel, and this is what we sing in the songs, Bet Hillel omrim, kala na'a v'chasuda. Regardless what you say, she's beautiful, she's graceful, she's pretty, she's perfect for you. Even though, he might be, they used to say in yeshiva, everybody wants to marry a Barbie, right? That's that everybody wants. But in yeshiva, they used to say, if you want to marry a Barbie, you got to look like Ken. Right? Oh, at the end of the day, beauty fades. Yirat Shamayim doesn't. Now, Rabotai, listen carefully. Bet Shammai asked Bet Hillel, "You're going to tell all the kalot, you're going to tell all the chatanim, all the kalot, they're all beautiful, they're all perfect, they're all excellent. What about what the Torah says, midevar sheker tirchak? Sometimes it's just a blatant lie, isn't it? Sometimes the kala is hideous. What are you going to do about that? Yeah? You can't say she's beautiful." Hillel said, Bet Hillel told them, well, he says, "I'll give you a mashal. What happens if a person went to the auction and he bought something, and now according to the laws of the Torah, he can't return it. Let's say the refund policy is whatever. According to halacha, the return window is over. Now he comes to you, and let's say it's a car, and he bought a lemon. You know that he got gypped. This thing is junk. And he comes to you and he says, 'Nu, what do you think of my new, my new purchase, my new acquisition, my new car?' And you're looking at it, he's saying, 'This guy is, he was taken for a ride, literally.' What's the halacha? What are you going to tell him?" He says, "Should you tell him like it is, or yishabbechinna bi'inav?" What should you tell him? He says, Bet Shammai says, even they agree that what you tell him, great job. Because at this point, there's nothing you can do about it anyway. So by telling him, "You got gypped, you're such an idiot, what a lemon," what's he going to feel now? Not only did he get gypped, but what? Skin. Mayase, he's going to feel bad. Elama. The truth at that moment is to tell him what? It's good. Way to go. Great job. Just next time you want to buy something, come ask me first. Or, consult first. But then you can tell him. By the kala, the guy already got married or what. And by the way, it's not a lie. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Midot is in the eyes of the beholder. You know what I'm saying? For him, she could be the prettiest woman in the world. Yeah? You don't like her, so don't marry her. He likes her. So you be'emet say the truth of the at that moment is kala na'a v'chasuda. Truth according to the Torah isn't always based on accurate facts. truth is based on what gives ratzon and nachat ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Truth is what gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachat at that moment. And a lie is not necessarily something that is factually incorrect. A lie is something that's even factually correct, but if it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu grief, even if it's factually correct, that's a lie. This says the Mishnah Eliyahu is a huge zach. It's a new perspective on what truth and lies are. But I thank you for listening. Shabbat Shalom. Chodesh Tov. Be well. We'll see you next week. Visit the Shem.